Hello, and welcome to the Analysys Mason podcast. My name is Christopher Baugh, partner at Analysys Mason and also head of NSR. I'm joined today by one of my colleagues, senior analyst Prachi Kawadi. Welcome, Prachi.
Hi, Chris.
Thanks for joining. So Prachi's joining us today because she is the head of one of our newest program here at NSR. It's our Earth Observation Program. Very important application in the space community and really a nice crossover to what's happening in telecom, given the wealth of data being generated and how that translates to analytics and decision-making on the ground. So the topic of the podcast today is Earth observation from data to analytics. Again, not just raw data anymore, but what's done with that data. But first, Prachi, I want to jump into the first question I have, which is data. We'll go back to that, where we started from. Can you speak to the historical importance maybe of data, of how this transpired, where this application sort of transpired from to today?
So historically, data has been a major chunk of revenues for the Earth observation market. And it's mainly the government players who have been the key customers here. We have seen contracts recently with the commercial players in 2022, which was a larger contract, 10-year spanning, and in $1 billion worth of value. So historically, it has always been major customer being government, a lot of demand mainly driven by them. And part of it comes from the fact that GovMill is more, they have a lot of internalization when it comes to downstream analysis. So they are looking at more level of high resolution or high frequency, high quality data in terms of requirements. And the other element of it is when it comes to satellite data, pricing is not so much of a concern when it comes to government customers as opposed to commercial.
Interesting. So really the government market, so the imagery sensing market for Earth observation, that's really, the lion's share of where activity has been, if I'm reading correctly. So that's important because we look at commercial and other downstream areas. The transition point becomes, okay, from data to where we're headed. Can you speak about some of those new segments, maybe value-added services, intellectual use of data in very different ways? How does that transition look? And maybe does it have some hooks into the commercial world?
Yes. So the transition, like the way we segment the market today, we look at data, value-added services, information products, and big data. And so based on the way we have defined value-added services, now it's more folding in with the data because the requirement is more of analysis-ready data, which is being delivered by the satellite operators today via their own platforms. So in terms of the opportunity, a major movement that is happening is more looking at information products and big data, where the actual analytics takes place and then the trends analysis that we are looking at. Overall opportunity size itself, we are talking in the cumulative opportunity based on our forecast. We have a total value for big data, which is the fastest growing segment, to be 23.8%. It's growing at that CAGR, and the total opportunity size is about $15.9 billion, as opposed to IP, which is $30.8 billion. So if you're looking at downstream analytics of IP plus big data, it's opportunity about $46 billion in total, whereas if you're looking at data versus NVAs, it's $21 billion and $10 billion for VAs. So definitely we see like the overall trend for the IP and big data to play a major role in the coming decade.
Okay, so it's significantly larger, again, this value-added sort of analytics piece than just the data itself. So this is really the area that the industry is trying to unlock. Is that right?
Yes. And one of the reasons that this is the key area to look at is because there is a lot of increase in the customer awareness as to how satellite imagery or the data, different sense data, can actually add value and give them the insights to increase efficiency, process optimization, etc.
Very interesting. It seems as if this has a nice segue into the work being done by the cloud providers, such as Microsoft, AWS, for example, with Earth observation as one of the sort of really entry points for them in space. Is that correct?
Yes. Like for cloud service providers as of today, the role that they play is more of data orchestration role. So enabling the technologies for data storage, data processing, and all compute resources that are necessary. But there is also movement towards how they can further play a role and enable the actual downstream analytics provider moving a step above the value chain there.
Okay, very good. So they do, it's more of a segmented value chain. And we want to turn a little bit to the operator business and something we're seeing throughout the satellite operator world, whether it's communications, Earth observation, or other markets and segments, is the moving downstream. And it seems as if a trend is happening here in EO, Earth observation as well, of operators venturing downstream. Can you speak to a little bit of that and how that impacts the market?
Yes. So today, like recently, we have seen the announcement by Planet about the Planet Insights platform, where they are looking at kind of enables easy access to their data, which is analysis ready, additional analysis on road and building change detection applications, then also time series and statistical analysis, enabling the users more to focus on the downstream usable insights rather than focusing on the procurement of the imagery. So the platform kind of enables them to directly access the data, build additionally any APIs or on-demand access for intelligence. Similarly, we have Maxar with their Maxar geospatial platform and then Airbus with OneAtlas. So there is an increasing trend towards satellite operators looking at how they can ease that gap and looking more downstream to make the analytics easily accessible and changing the focus of the end users towards analytics rather than looking at how can I procure the satellite imagery or the data.
Oh, very interesting. Now, quick question, is this a global trend? Is this something that's happening across all regions, markets, or is this focused on one or one, two maybe? Where is this taking place?
It is becoming more of a global trend now. If we are looking from the satellite operator's perspective, majority of the key players are looking at downstream. The other element of it is when we are talking about the downstream analytics piece of it, even in the regions where they do not have their own satellites, the focus is, the opportunity is more in information products or big data where they can use the open source satellite imagery or on demand procure the imagery that's required specific to their use cases and then majorly utilize those. And so in some of the regions, like a couple of Asian countries, the information products and big data is where major chunk of opportunity lies rather than data itself.
Interesting. Okay, great. So that kind of segueing a little bit because we're moving on here, it would not be an Earth observation podcast without discussing AI, so artificial intelligence and machine learning, because I think the industry generally recognizes that this segment of the market, EO, is arguably the earliest or most effective early stage adopter of AI as a component of delivery and processing and every part of the value chain. So can you speak to a little bit of that and how this has impacted? So open up new markets, maybe it's a new tool for many to use. This seems like it's becoming a standard feature within the EO segment.
Yes. So coming to AI for EO, AI ML has been like a constant buzz associated with actionable insights for Earth observation from a couple of years now. But then if you're looking at the actual implementation level of it, it has rather been always the ML, the machine learning algorithms that are used for deriving the actual insights. But now we see more and more increased adoption of AI. It's more to do with, and it's not just towards the downstream analytics element of it. There is additional optimizing the satellite operations element of it, which are also the other use cases for AI. But in terms of overall adoption of AI, we expect that to grow significantly, given that there is now a lot of push from organizations such as NASA, where they are developing these foundational models, which can be leveraged, and then you need less amount of data processing, where you need less amount of training in terms of for getting to the insights instead. And we are going to see more and more effort on additional foundational models being built, which will open up many new use cases.
Excellent. Thank you. It seems early days, but a lot of excitement around its application within the EO chain. So Prachi, we covered a lot of ground today. Exciting application. It's obvious we believe strongly in its growth potential. Our new program will cover the various, it does cover the various aspects of the opportunity and value chain and market segments. But key takeaways for our listeners, what are the key themes they should be thinking about when they're evaluating Earth observation?
So while evaluating Earth observation, one of the key things would be to look at, okay, if we are targeting a particular use case or a particular industry vertical, how we can add value there more downstream. And in addition to that, this varies locally. So we'd be looking at which use cases are major downstream, what is the relevant opportunity size for the target region that you have. Also, trying to understand the effects of utilizing a combination of different technologies, that's EO plus IoT, as well as what role does cloud computing, edge computing play overall that is enabling the space in total. So it's more looking at what the opportunity size look like, how what are the new use cases, what are different enabling technologies, and it is what we is tied back to the scope of the program that we have, where we are looking at the opportunity size, competitive landscape, and helping to understand how you can strategize your positioning in the market with respect to the current market conditions. And we are looking at both aspects of it, the enabling technologies as well as the Earth observation approach, looking at data, governmental, commercial aspect, and then more focus on the downstream analytics as well.
Okay. So thank you, Prachi. That's great. So it really does a full deep dive into the critical segments of the market. So, well done. Thank you for your time. Thanks for comments today. That concludes our podcast. So thank you, Prachi. There is more content on this topic on the Analysys Mason website, and specifically Satellite in Space practice page on the Analysys Mason site, including this new program. To automatically receive future episodes, please subscribe to the Analysys Mason podcast. Thank you for listening.